On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Rainy days, Mondays, always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's V-Day, it's Victoria Monday after the 5-hour introduction. And here she is, Tori Lagarde, actress, humorist, and holding many other positions in
this
Congress.
This is true. Most I can't even talk about.
No, you can't. Otherwise, you'll have to kill me. And I wouldn't like that too much.
I don't know how to kill anyone.
Eh, okay, good.
I set crickets free. I don't even know.
Do you really?
I did the other day.
That's nice.
It's the size of a Buick. No exaggeration.
Really?
It's been running around our work for like 2 weeks. You know, mocking everyone.
Yeah.
Running around. And
mocking everybody.
Yeah.
You
can't
Tori.
Catch me.
Hey, Tori.
But you know, you can't catch the thing. And my boss screamed when she saw it. And I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw it, I did the same thing. I screamed like because that. Crickets are small, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Usually.
I know, dude.
This was like 3 times the size of a normal cricket and black. And I was like looking at it. And so I screamed and I took it outside way to the other end of the parking lot.
Well,
just so it wouldn't come back in.
How were you able to pick up the cricket?
It was in a box. I looked in the box where it was coming from.
Oh, they come in a box.
You know?
That's very convenient.
It wasn't convenient. It went into the stupid box, the dum-dum. But it was a heavy box, and I didn't take all the stuff out because I didn't want it to escape. So I carried this heavy box across the parking lot, emptied all the stuff out, and it was the last thing in the box. It didn't even hop out then. And I emptied out the box.
Mm-hmm. You saved a cricket's life.
I had to, because you know what? It's bad luck to kill a cricket.
I don't know where
Eastern philosophy. My dad told me it's Eastern philosophy.
And specifically, they mentioned the cricket.
Apparently so. I must Google this. Everyone Google this right now. Bad luck to kill crickets, or crickets are good luck. Crickets are lucky, man. Not in that case. It was driving us crazy for like 14 days. Till I came to the rescue, you're welcome.
Did people there put you up on their shoulders and parade you around?
Nah, it was at night. No one was really there.
Oh, okay.
But
that's,
you know what? Everyone's been trying for 2 weeks to get it, and I'm the one.
Yeah. You should be in the papers. This should be a major story.
Yeah, you know.
Tori saves lives by releasing cricket into the wild.
We need some good news.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Well, crickets are almost extinct, especially the big
black
ones.
No, they feed them to like spiders, big tarantulas or something. It's like a food
for how is that lucky?
Reptiles.
How is that lucky for the cricket?
It's not. I wouldn't do it. I just don't have reptiles for pets because I know you get to feed them stuff like that.
Crickets actually do eat other pesky animals that we consider pesky. So they are good in that sense. But at the same time, in the summer, they are noisy little bastards.
Oh, yeah. I still hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I have it as my notification on my phone when I get a message. It's a cricket sound, and it's a legit cricket sound, and people start looking for a cricket.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
No.
For like 2.5 years, I've done it now.
That's pretty annoying.
I don't think so. I think it's kind of neat. It's one of the options on Facebook Messenger. Check it out. You can have cricket noise, and that's what I do. Sorry. Yeah. I will never grow up, obviously.
No, that's extremely annoying.
What would be a more scary noise, an annoying noise, like of a living creature noise, a sound effect for your phone notification? What would you think?
Well, that's naturally annoying.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, what would be another one, a fart sound? I mean, you know.
The sound of your boyfriend or girlfriend telling you something. Anything. Actually, their voice at all would probably be enough.
I meant like a dog barking, which I've heard people have, which I don't
annoying.
Like that one.
That's annoying.
All right.
Yeah.
But speaking of farts, I was going to ask you something.
I don't think we were talking about that.
I brought it up.
Oh.
Do you like how I segued into that one?
Well, you bring up one word and then you come back to it 10 minutes later.
I have
later.
To. What you, even as I have no words, I just start up with nothing.
Speaking of crickets, I thought you were going to go to.
No, we've exhausted the cricket discussion, actually.
Right. So
but we have
farts?
A new discussion.
What about farts?
Have you ever tried to light one on fire?
Ooh.
You know?
No.
Why?
Because, well, first of all, because I'm not that talented to use all my hands at once. And secondly, what if it actually does flame up? What if I'm standing near the curtains or something?
Don't go near the curtains. Yeah. You'll lie on the floor and put your legs in the air and get your lighter by your butt. Right. I've seen the videos.
I can't believe you're telling people that you do this.
I didn't say I did it. I asked if you did it.
You're implying.
There's a big difference.
You're implying. Could you so specifically know the setup? Now, was this on YouTube?
Yes.
Was this on YouTube?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's right there. Uh-huh. Go, type in guy lighting farts, and there's one guy that does a whole,
really?
What do you call it, a menage?
Yeah.
What do you call it? When it's a long things together?
Menage a trois.
No, no. Menage a fart. No, it's...
Collage. A collage.
No, it starts with an M.
Menagerie?
Perhaps.
Here we go again. I know.
It's ambush. It's ambush. Spoiler alert.
A couple of weeks ago, we couldn't come up with a word. We put it on the website posthumously, but...
Right.
All right. Yeah, what is that then? You sure it begins with an M?
Probably.
Like
when they have a whole thing of all those pictures and they make videos and take them all together. I'm going to do this every week.
What the hell is it?
I'm going to do this every week to
what
you.
What the hell is that word?
We don't have the internet at our fingertips
to. No, because this is not that kind of show. No, this would not be that informative. I don't know. It'll come up.
Whatever. Okay. If it does, it
montage.
Does. Montage.
Montage.
There you go.
Okay.
Like Montage New York.
Yes. Like Montage Williams. The guy who had...
Right.
Was that his name?
Yeah. Montel and Montauk. Montage. But you know what? People word around it. He's out of Montauk. Montel is out of Montauk.
Montel.
So you haven't done that. All right. I was just curious.
No, I haven't.
It's a guy thing. I thought all guys did that.
You don't really know what's going on here.
No, I don't.
No, guys don't do that. No. No guys do that.
All right. Well, no. I tried it.
So you did try it.
I didn't say I did it. I didn't
say
I did it.
You just said you tried it.
I tried. It didn't work.
But you did. I didn't do it, but it didn't work.
That's what I mean.
How do you know it didn't work if you didn't do it?
That's Donald Trump logic right there.
It really is. That's your own
I'm learning
truth.
From the master.
Yeah. Hey, what
the hell?
I wonder
if he lights his farts that come out of his mouth.
I think if that's all he did.
I think he's done it.
I think
he seems
good.
The type when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure
but
I'm
you know what? Most guys
adult.
Do. Most guys have, right?
Sure. No. Most guys have not.
I'm sorry.
All right.
It just didn't work. I'll try again later.
Okay. Yeah,
you need a lot of fuel. You, the little ones, it doesn't
if
work.
If your quote unquote baby does that, then no, that is not normal.
What baby?
Well, as you said, baby. You said the term baby. I don't know what the. I guess if you have a young infant and.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant. All right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's been good seeing you. Have a good day.
Good to see you again.
Did you hear about Les Moonves?
I did, only because Stephen Colbert talked about it on his monologue.
Oh, that's the only way you know that.
I hear my news that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. He was the COO, the coup.
So he's a dirtbag.
Maybe. He's present COO of CBS for quite a number of decades.
Oh, yeah. Letterman used to talk about him.
Yeah. He's married to Julie Chen.
Oh, that's right.
Who's that annoying woman on The Talk.
She's not a babe? Was she ever a babe?
I don't know what you mean by babe. Someone that lights their farts?
Good looking.
She's attractive.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for
how
her
does
age.
He catch her money?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Just wondering.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a very intelligent woman.
I bet she's a very embarrassed woman right now.
Actually, one would think.
All right.
But actually, she sided with her husband.
Here we go.
She spent the first day after his resignation from CBS with him. And then she hosts a show called Big Brother.
Oh,
which
really?
I think is half of Big Sister, and they collect clothing. I'm not too sure where that goes.
It's CBS still.
Yeah, right. She hosts that, and she did that entire show without mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end of the show, she said, and good night from Julie Chen Moonves, which she never said before. So she was.
She's making
a statement.
But you know what? All right, back up for a second. He resigned.
Correct.
If I was innocent of something, there's no way you're dragging me out of there. I'm going to fight this tooth and nail.
Sometimes,
right?
When you're, no. Because sometimes when you're in a position like that, an influential position, you do it so that you don't hurt the image of the very thing that you created. It would have been just horrible for CVS and
CVS, the drugstore?
Yes. He was also the CEO of CVS.
Right. Good. I didn't know they were involved in it.
Well,
I thought it was a Rhode Island company.
He was, he wasn't a smart man. He got the letters mixed up, and they said, yeah, all right, you know, them both, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's easier than correcting you. Yeah, that's what, He's apparently worth an incredible amount of money.
Well, of course.
I mean, but an incredible amount of
money.
Not
as much as Jeff Bezos, because he has a lot of pesos. Well, oh isn't God. He the Amazon guy? They said, I read something, he could spend $1 million every single day and still have...
$1 million. Well, this is similar to Moonvest there.
Right.
And apparently Moonvest gave, I think, $20 million. This is the kind of money he has.
He better start giving more away then.
He gave $20 million to the women's...
Women's, right, you know, Me Too thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, you know what? Then he better keep doing that.
You know, it becomes a difficult conversation because there were a number of women at CBS.
Right, the TV show.
Right, the station. CBS station. Who said that, yeah, he made inappropriate things and worse in some cases.
Right.
But Julie Chen, his wife, says that's not the less I know, the more I
hear. The less I know. I see what you did there. That's funny.
Yeah, I did what I could.
You have to.
So she really doesn't. She says, I know this. He wouldn't. I couldn't possibly. But people do lead double lives.
They do lead
lives.
But you know, look at Matt Frauer. What was his name?
Matt Lauer. You're doing his German name.
Well, no, I think that was the guy that was Max Headroom.
Yes, you're right. So, actually, you're right.
I am right.
That was Führer.
Führer.
No, but that was his last name of the guy that did the Max Headroom.
Actually, Frewer. F-R-E-W-E-R.
Right.
But I like him.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah his wife, Matt Lauer, his wife left, and she was having none of it.
Right.
Good
correct,
for her.
Correct.
So what's this Tina doing?
Correct.
I don't know.
Who's Tina?
Tina Chen?
Julie.
Oh, whatever. Oh, okay. Tina and Julie.
Doesn't
Tina?
Really
don't hush my buzz over there, Van Damme.
CBS.
You know what I mean. Difference. That's exactly right.
I mean, I make mistakes, too.
No, you don't.
Well, I do.
They're recorded. How could you be making them?
Oh, well, Trump makes mistakes all the time, but he says he never said them. Excuse me, dude. I heard
goodness.
You say it with my own ears.
He's mental, though. He's
mental.
He is mental.
He actually believes it when he says, no, I didn't. Well, you just said it. You just said it in front of my face.
Well,
I didn't say that.
He's like, he's five. It's he has amazing. The vocabulary of a seven-year-old.
Yes. No, I didn't. You did.
The hurricane was going to be wet and an island is surrounded by water.
Yes, I know. Right. It's going to be a very,
thank
very
you,
wet event.
Thank
what
you, Captain Obvious.
About? What are you talking about?
I'm
going to
call him Captain Obvious.
this island was surrounded by water. Really?
You know.
How does that happen?
Yikes.
That's the only one, apparently, that's surrounded by water. Anyway.
Ron,
yeah.
Have you ever said, I'll try anything once? You know, people say that, don't they? I'll try anything once.
You know, you kind of said that to the wrong person because
that's why I'm
not
saying
me.
It.
No.
Who am I supposed to say it to?
I don't think I've done that, no.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, try anything
I've
once.
Heard
what do they mean? Like when they play alcohol or something. Oh, I'll try anything once.
Right. Well, that's the adventurous spirit, yes.
But you can't mean everything.
Wow.
Like crack cocaine. Sex with a horse?
Sex with a horse, just try it once.
Skiing?
lying on your stomach and farting and lighting it? Yeah, nah, I'll try anything once.
Well, what about skiing? You won't try that.
I will not try it.
That's what I mean. That's the worst of all. I've skied. It's not that bad.
I couldn't even walk down the stairs last week.
I saw poor Ron.
I
didn't tell anyone.
We were walking out. Well, I'm not either. I was walking out of the studio going downstairs and I had socks on.
Oh,
yeah.
Picturing
hey,
it.
People are lucky.
Oh, I've done it. See, I've done it and I know what it's like.
They're slippery. It's a slippery slope.
Ooh.
And it's wooden stairs. And I took a tumble I just fell.
I'll tumble for you?
Yeah.
Okay, Boy George. Go on.
Tumble for like three steps.
But, you're a big guy, though. You could hear it, the impact on
each
step.
Oh, sure. But oddly enough, I paused thinking, okay, how's this going to come out? I don't know until I move. And like
you're okay. You seemed okay.
Like nothing happened.
Right.
And I thought at the end of the day, I might feel nothing.
Nothing good. Oh.
And you know what? That tumble actually made me feel very good about myself. Like, Ron,
you can,
you're in good shape.
You won't break a hip this winter.
No, you're good.
You fall
you're
on the
good.
Ice.
You're okay.
Good. That's great.
And that's not bad for a guy that doesn't exercise at all.
I know. I'm afraid to fall. I'm terrified of it.
The bones don't...
Osteo runs in my family, the osteoporosis.
Yeah, it starts
I'm a small
up.
White lady. Mm-hmm. Forget about it. Of European, Western European descent.
Yeah.
No, Eastern. Western? Yeah, England. That's the West.
Yeah, more so than the East.
I sound like Donald Trump. No, North is South.
When you talk it's true. Well, in a global sense, you don't know, really.
You know.
Well, the East is supposed to be the China, the Philippines.
Sure.
Thing, you know?
That's Eastern Asia.
Right. We're in the West, kind of. Yeah, we're in the Western Hemisphere.
I think so.
I think
Northern?
That's the way that goes.
Southern is Australia, right? I'm afraid to say too much because people think I'm really smart.
There's a lot of stuff in the Southern Hemisphere.
But I mean, Australia is one of them, right?
Oh, yeah, very much
The toilets
so.
Go the different way when you watch them on the videos.
Yeah, isn't that
they
interesting?
They swirl differently,
yeah.
backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
But we have a flat planet. You know, these people need to be shown some kind of physics, I think, that think that.
It all goes back to the toilets, man.
yeah,
if you,
you
could
know?
Show
Hello.
These conspiracy theory
I'm show
people.
Show them a damn toilet. Hello, what is that about? I don't know. That's magic.
Sorry, Tori, I was wrong. I was wrong, Tori.
Spirit, that's an evil spirit in that toilet.
Now that you put it in that way, yeah, the toilet thing, that convinced me.
No, but there's no roundness. The moon was landing was done in Hollywood, you know. That's what the Red Hot Chili Peppers said.
That was the original thought, yes, because I thought it was impossible that it could be done on the moon.
See, people have to be different. They want to go along with some weird theory to make themselves outrageously, you know, different.
It is
fun. Okay, good job, genius.
It's fun to get into conspiracies because it becomes very investigative and very
intriguing. Oh, yeah, and
intriguing.
Then you have a tribe of people
but
like it,
but
you
it, but
that are weirdos.
But it's a fictional game.
It is.
It's like Pokemon.
Well,
it's like,
let's not get into Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Be dissing my Pokies.
All right. But it's a fictional
game
that
Well, I know that it's
that
fiction. Of course it is. Of course it is.
No, I'm not talking about Pokemon. I'm talking about conspiracies.
All right, yes.
They
well,
are,
them too.
It's like, you know, we get into that stuff, but it's not real.
No.
My God.
Silly.
Stupid.
Stupid.
And hey, then Rob. When they come up with a conspiracy about the school shooting thing.
Oh, no, that's evil and bad and
that's
stop
like,
it.
Wow.
Those are people's lives. Let's just,
yes.
You know what, the earth might be flat is one thing you want to talk about. But, you know, these are people that died. Let's leave that alone,
My
people.
My God, that is so insensitive.
Same with 9/11. Same with everything.
Yeah, I mean, good for, was it Twitter that threw him off or somebody? Somebody threw him off of there, that guy that.
Oh, yeah?
Who
I don't really tweet much or Instagram at all.
Well, I don't either, Torrance, but...
You don't even Facebook now. You're off the grid. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm so far off the grid, it's not funny.
It's not.
I don't.
You're
I don't
supposed
go
to be
to
funny.
Well, I don't go to it. I don't do it.
No,
I
you don't.
I don't twat.
That could mean so many things.
I don't twat.
I don't
tweet. I don't
you're
face
like a
it.
Hermit.
No, I've dismissed the drug.
Just stop it. Stop it.
I never had the habit, but I don't want to get it. So it's like I'm not going to smoke.
You always dabble too, right? You just dabbled in Facebook. You were never hardcore anyway.
I'll do anything once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you won't ski. So you
never.
Won't.
I will never
See?
Ski. I will never ski.
And I will never try crack cocaine. Or
Good.
Any cocaine.
Good.
I've never even tried cocaine
Good.
Cocaine.
I have not either.
Good for you.
I have not either.
But we're rare because a lot of people have, as I've found out. But we're rare that haven't even tried it.
There are certain things that just, even if I did and I enjoyed it, why would I do that? That's not a good thing.
I think because people get hooked into it and they want to keep
are.
That feeling going, right?
I've talked about this before. I go to a place that has Keno.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And it's, you play it for fun because it's just a buck.
Sure.
But after a while, you feel stupid and it becomes addictive.
Sure.
And then on the screen where they have the Keno numbers that pop up.
Yeah.
They actually have a thing that says, like,
yeah,
comes
if,
up
a warning, a disclaimer.
Yeah, if you are if you addicted to gambling or you have a gambling habit, call this number.
That's, but you know what? That's also on the lottery tickets machines
Correct.
That you buy
Correct.
In the convenience stores.
But again,
the
here
warning.
The odd thing is mm-hmm. that the actual the government, the state government, is actually giving you the gambling
they're
game.
They're pro
and saying,
gamble,
and they're actually saying you can't win if you don't play. They're actually.
Right.
They're brainwashing
so
you into
money.
Doing
yeah.
it.
Oh yeah.
And then at the same time, this is the government.
I know.
And at the same time, they're saying this is an addiction that we're giving you.
So be careful. You know,
we're enabling you
yes.
to ruin your lives.
It didn't
and
work
to,
on me, man.
Yes.
Did it work on you?
No.
Of course not.
No.
So then you know.
But
we didn't
God,
vote for
just...
Trump either. So it's the, I think it's that mindset of people that they're desperate. They want change. They want money. They want help. They're going to gamble. They're going to vote for somebody they think can help them. It's, I think, isn't it all related? They're not using their brains enough or something, right?
I mean, in our society, you should be able to do what you want to do, even at your own death and peril.
Correct.
People should not be able to tell you no.
Right. You can smoke, you can drink, you can
Correct.
Do drugs. That's against the law, right? The bad
well,
drugs?
only because when you do the drugs, then you're contributing to the crime of society, and we're paying for your
your rehabilitation.
Yeah, but not only that, but the crime goes up, the hospital bills go up,
okay, right.
all of our medical insurance.
I see.
So yeah,
all
you
right.
know,
okay.
The weirdest thing was the seatbelt law.
Oh yeah,
which was really done state by state. It wasn't
right.
done federally, really.
Sure.
And
is it every state now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know. I haven't looked
into
it. I know it's here.
Yeah. But I don't know. They're telling you you got to buckle up for your own safety and the safety of others. It's not the safety of others, because if you're unbuckled, it's only you that is going to get killed. You must buckle your children.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
That should be a law.
Right.
But yourself, that's your own choice, babe. But if you want to go through the windshield,
well, Ron,
take a chance.
You're already contradicting yourself a little bit.
How is that?
Because you just said that with drug use,
right?
It's becoming onto the taxpayer if these people
ill. You're right. The auto insurance goes up.
So there you go.
We're having to take care of those people. You're correct, Tori.
I'm always correct.
Well, you're frequently correct.
Well, rule number one, right, baby?
Yeah. I don't know who you keep referring to as this baby.
It's my buffer.
Oh, the buffer.
I love you, buffer.
Isn't that so sweet? Isn't that so sweet?
He's the best.
Even I'm in love with him too now.
My parents love him. He loves them.
Oh my God!
He got my mom flowers
She's
for her birthday.
Fest.
It's so wonderful,
wow.
Ron. Finally, after all the awfulness in my life,
I can't believe this.
That I'm not going to go into, but
this
it's good.
Is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I don't mean it's unbelievable that this could never happen
to
you.
Oh, no, of course.
I'm just saying that this is wonderful.
It is. It's so awesome.
Yeah. I'm actually starting to tear up right now.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just makes me feel so good to have a compassionate, caring, loving person in my life and not a selfish individual.
I read that that's the way it's supposed to be, and I did
it
not
is.
Know that.
It
I thought that you're supposed to be surrounded by mindless idiots all the time.
I gave up. I wasn't, you know, if this is all that's out there, I don't even need anything, but now I can't live without him.
I know that. That's amazing. He's one in, I would say, one in a hundred. One in a hundred.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a survey or anything, but
I
would guess
right now.
One in a hundred.
Okay.
If there's a hundred people.
Are you implying there's been a hundred, Ron? What are you trying to say?
No, I'm saying. Oh, no, not that part.
I'm kidding.
I don't know.
I'm just totally kidding. There's not three digits.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's probably two digits, though.
If there was 100 people in the room and I said, all the assholes, please raise your hand, I believe all but one would probably raise their hand.
Oh.
And that'd be a buffer.
Oh, I love my buffer.
Yeah,
I love you, buffer.
Yeah. You know what's nice to have a really nice buffer, girlfriend, or hubba wife? It's because it saves you so much. A
partner.
All right, let's not forget. Sorry, I'm insensitive.
We'll partner up.
It saves you so much time during the holidays picking out a greeting card. Because when I'm, you know, with somebody and I have to get a card for them, I literally will not lie. You're my best friend. I can't give them that card.
Oh,
they're not my best
really?
Friend.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. No, it hasn't been that great knowing you.
You're right, though. There's some one sentence can ruin it. One word.
I refuse to buy the card because lie to that. And it's only me. It doesn't really make any difference, actually.
Yeah.
But... It's that's where I get very moral.
Well,
but it can take me like hours to go through. But when you really are in love with somebody, there's a lot of cards for them, and you can do this like in 10 seconds.
Well, no, you can't. And I'll tell you one reason why.
All right.
Because I've done this.
All right.
It depends on the longevity of this relationship. When I see a card, it's like all the ups and downs we've been through.
Oh,
I'm like, we just met.
Just met 10
There's
minutes
no ups
ago.
We'll get to them. Oh, for sure.
You can buy the card and give it to him next year. Next week.
Because with me, no ups and downs. But you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But that's
the ups and downs. That's negative.
All the things we've been through, they say. And I'm thinking when I first
that's
was
negative.
Trying to get a card.
Very negative.
Is it?
Yeah. All the things we've been through. Like you haven't been there.
Having babies? Could be anything. What could it, you know, all the things we've been through.
After knowing somebody for a month.
That's what I mean. It can't be. Because what if those things, all the things we've been through, like you got fired from your job and you got another job and you had a baby.
Bring up all the dog was in the hospital.
Things.
Yeah, bring up all the tragedies we've been through.
What else does it mean, Ron? All the things we've been through. You said it. What is it? It can't
I
just
love
be
you
good
despite
thing.
All the shit we've been through.
Oh, I do. And it's usually my fault.
So I don't know how good a card that would. That'd be one card that I may not pick out.
Yeah, 10
but something
seconds,
like,
though.
Like, you're the sweetest person in my life. Yeah, I can do that.
Are they?
No. So I'm saying if I was with somebody like that, it would be a no-brainer. A lot of cards would apply. But when you're with somebody who is just, they're there and it's
for
good.
Decades.
Yeah.
Then
you got to really choose your words carefully. Because I know you're full of crap. You're my best. You're not my. Come on. You never said that to me. Stop buying stupid cards.
I'm picturing your other person and it would be really funny.
Yeah, stupid.
It would be funny.
And the other thing about the greeting cards is why do they still have to print the price on the back?
Oh, yeah. But some they don't.
Some don't.
The ones that come in boxes? for Christmas? I don't know. I'm just...
I love all of you. I love 100 of you. I had to get the carton of cards because I love everybody.
I want to wet my pants.
You're my best friend, all of you. You're all my best friends.
I could see you doing that for a gag. Anything for the lulz.
Right. You don't know how much money I saved in buying a whole box.
But oh my god!
It's horrible. No, they should not be printing the prices.
Do people flip them over and look right away? How embarrassing is that?
Is it
a shoebox card? What is this?
99 cents, you bastard!
Nice. Oh, you love me that much? Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's not the card; it's the price, you jerk.
You know what? Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I don't even look at the price. Yeah. I see the words. I like what they say. Is it $1? Is it $10? I'll pay $10. Whatever it is, I like it.
That's where I draw the line. Some of the cards.
You're a line drawer, huh? Where does that expression come from? This is where I draw the line.
Yes.
I need to know, Ron.
This is my...
It comes up a lot.
It's where the bar stops.
What does it mean? Where did that start?
It's a budget. It's a budget situation.
No, but I mean the line. People say there's a line in the sand. Oh. We can't cross this line. Right. There's a line. Right. What's this line? Where did it come from?
Well, you create your own line. It's just if you come any closer, then...
Where did it start, though? Like in the Bible? Oh, I mean, what is it about?
Oh, not the Bible, no. Well? No, it wasn't the Bible. It was... Right. It was probably back in the days when people used to challenge each other to a duel.
Oh, so they really would draw the line with a sword?
Yes.
Like across the sand?
A sword or maybe the gun barrel, and they would say... Okay.
So it's literal.
Yeah, this is literally where I'm drawing the line. You cross it, and we're dueling.
Right, that's what I thought. It's literal, now it's all virtual. Or just
correct.
Not,
correct.
What if something's not literal? It's figurative?
Virtual. I guess. In a way.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
We're into the visual part. We still give out the same vibe, but we don't actually draw. You can't draw on a... First of all, if it's on the street, you got to have chalk.
You do. And the rain's going to wipe it away. You need spray paint.
Yeah.
But
it's got to be permanent.
It has.
And who walks around with spray paint?
The sewer people. My street is all marked up with different color paint.
I know. They always do that.
What's that for? So they know where to drill? I mean, where they do that thing, jackhammer?
Yeah. I don't know why they can't do that just as they're about to do it.
I saw a guy up to his neck in the street yesterday. I swear I did. I should have taken a picture. They dig that hole so far. He was standing up, and he's inside the street.
He's in the street.
He's working on some pipes.
Right.
They had a whole bunch of trucks. It was really obnoxious. I was trying to get to work.
And his head was sticking up?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he could make his head disappear. It went right under the street. I'm like, wow.
He was a mole.
I don't know.
That's weird. That's scary.
How far do these streets go down? Is it like London? Is there an underground?
How tall is the guy?
I couldn't tell. I could only see his head.
I'm guessing he's 5'7", 5'8".
He could have been.
I think the streets go down 5'5".
Well, I think they go down further.
Well, if he ducked his head in there, then yeah. Huh. I don't know how deep they go, Tori. I'm assuming that they don't go very deep if they're residential streets because they're just ground that has been treated and then they put the tar on top.
Really?
In the cities, yeah, that's different.
This is the city.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're not in the city. I'm in the city. I'm a city girl. You're a country boy.
Are you talking about in your neighborhood?
Yeah, of course. That's where else would I talk? I don't go anywhere.
That's not the city. City would be a downtown area where there's...
Oh, urban. That's urban.
Infrastructure.
I'm suburbs.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
Remember when you had to learn about that in social studies at school? They had this book and you're like learning about the suburbs and the city, urban, and then the rural, which was rural. I didn't want to go to the rural. That's all country, right? There's just fields and cows.
I know. Wouldn't it be great if there were rural and urban were like right next to each other so you could...
West Bridgewater.
Well, various towns across the country.
Yeah, that's right.
But wouldn't it be great if like you'd go to the movies and then you go see a cultural orchestra and then you walk across the street and you're at the farm?
No.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful?
You think so?
Yeah. I love the rural farm life.
It would smell, though. The opera would smell like manure.
I'd just get him a card.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Hey, anyway. I want to play that game again with you.
Okay, here we
remember
go.
Remember I played that game
with
you?
Yeah, yeah.
The worm and the milk?
Yeah, I remember it.
I got some good ones today.
Let's refresh for people who may not have been
this
with
is
us
What
last
Would
week.
You Rather.
Right.
It's called What Would You Rather. We need our own theme song, Ron, so start working on the theme song, which I love the opening, by the way. Our Monday opening, every Monday we hear it. I love it. It's perfect. It's more than what I had in mind.
Yeah. So this is where, if you answer the question wrong, you take off an article of clothing. Am I confusing this with something
else? You're confusing it because I just want to know your opinion.
Oh, okay.
You have two choices, though.
Well, let me put my pants back on.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it. You took them off? I couldn't even notice.
It's a great thing about radio.
It is. All right, Ron, here's the first question.
What?
Would you constantly want to be in clown makeup, or would you constantly want to wear clown clothes?
Clown clothes.
Really?
No clown makeup.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That was an easy one
no
for you.
No question.
Would you rather run away from a 40-foot-tall bee or fight 100 pinky finger-sized snakes?
How big is the bee?
40 feet.
Tiny snakes.
Oh, you're going to fight 100 tiny snakes? Okay. I picked the bee. But
really?
I did pick the clown clothes as well. I can't do the makeup either.
Oh, no. God, no.
Here's a good one for you. Would you never want to never be able to watch movies or never be able to read?
Never be able to read.
I did the same thing.
Sure. Who wouldn't?
You have to. I need the words and pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, like a coloring
God,
book.
Of course.
I did the same one.
Of course.
What about this? Oh, here's a good one for you. Yeah. I always say that, but this is really good for you. Would you always want to travel surrounded by crying children or travel only by scooter?
Only by scooter.
Me too. But can you imagine us in a scooter in the snow? It's
I
like
don't
Dumb
care.
And Dumber.
I don't care.
I know.
As
I
soon
as
you said the word children.
Exactly. Crying children.
I didn't even need that.
I like children. But if they're always crying, always.
I wait until they grow up and then I deal with them then.
Right. I'd get a headache. I have headaches. No. So the crying thing would just
get
me.
Oh, my God. Well, we're on the same page for different reasons. Well, let me.
Can you extrapolate that?
You chose the 40-foot bee.
Right.
Wow. That would be
tough. But I'm running from it, dude. I'm not fighting it. It said run from a 40-foot bee or fight 100 pinky finger-sized snakes.
When you say fight, is it like, are they matches?
What do you mean? Like the Coliseum?
Right.
Do I need Russell Crowe for this one?
Little snake number 17, you're next.
I think it means all at once. You got a karate chop. Can you just step on them?
Yeah.
You can just step on them, right?
I would think so. I can't.
But I just want to run.
40-foot bee,
can I
my
run
God.
From it? I'm running.
I'm thinking I can survive the snakes,
right.
But the bee.
That stinger's going to get you.
Holy crap. That is, I'm going to bloat up. That is not going to work for me.
No.
Well, how would you answer some of these questions?
All right. Again, I'm going to wear the clown clothes.
Right.
I'm not doing clown makeup.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Good.
People might be forgiving of my wardrobe. But my face is the first thing they're going to see. They'll be like, "Oh, you're going to a Halloween party?"
They both embarrass a lot. So
right.
that's apples. Yeah, definitely.
But they're all like apples pretty much. This is Snapchat, by the way. You can do it yourself on
and
the app.
By the way, Tori, I have seen a lot of people dressed like clowns.
You know?
But the makeup, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Unless it's a woman and she's trying to really get that look.
Nothing bothers. Two things bother me about women's appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell me about men, because I'm curious about that from you.
Right.
Two things I can't stand about women's appearance.
I know this. One, so I tell everyone.
Okay.
It's the makeup. We've been over this. Because your
it's
mom.
The makeup.
It goes back to your
it's
mom. It's
makeup.
Freudian. It's Freudian.
It's disgusting.
It's pancaked on, and it's, right, the whole.
Yeah, you might as well wear a mask.
Like Jason.
And the other thing is hair in a bun.
Oh, okay.
In a bun. Not short hair.
Oh, I didn't realize it bothered you that much.
A bun.
You mean a regular pastry bun?
One that looks like that, where you take all the hair, you swirl it around, and you put it in a bun, and people pick you up by the knob on the top
of
your head.
That, we know that reminds me of like Austin Powers, that lady. Remember
She
had that big...
Yeah.
Didn't she?
It's such an incredible turnoff. Those are the two things. What bothers you about men that you can't believe that they actually do? Appearance-wise.
Oh.
Be careful.
I'll tell you what leaps... My boyfriend. Well, this is not a pledge to my boyfriend. Right. But I did tell him about this because it was freaky when it happened last week when I was driving down the street.
Yeah.
In a borrowed car. Because, of course, I don't have a car.
Sure, whatever.
Whatever. But I was driving down the street in an urban part of the hood-ish area.
Yeah.
And there was a man walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And he had a really... A shorter t-shirt on, and he had a huge stomach. So underneath his stomach was hanging out from the shirt.
Ew.
And it was like one of those gag moments. You're like, ugh. So that's what I don't like. But you don't see that a lot.
You don't. Well,
that's inappropriate.
But you do see it.
In certain parts of this town,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
apparently,
it's probably all over the world.
I'm probably just not going to go out again. Or I'm just going to like not look at the sidewalk.
Yes,
I'm just going to look straight ahead at the street.
And what's the other thing?
Oh, I have to have two.
Yes, you do.
Appearance.
That's
of
the game.
That's
the game now.
Dirty fingernails.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. And why would that be? Because some people actually work.
But, you know, if they do, then I understand the car mechanics and your hands are all dirty.
Right, right.
But I don't know. That could be woman, too, then. And women don't have buns or makeup. I mean, men don't have buns or makeup.
No,
so
well, not as much because women actually go
women
out
could do
and
the
have
shirt
their,
thing, too. Women could do the shirt thing, too.
If they're,
so
if,
I'm not really gender specific.
That, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And these are just things on humans that bother me,
interesting.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know about men specifically.
I'll do the human thing for both of those things. I don't want to see a man with clown makeup on.
Or buns. You don't like the man bun.
No.
I don't care for it either.
No.
What is it about?
No.
I don't know.
To be honest with you, I don't think I've seen the man bun.
Really?
I don't think I've really seen it.
Oh, it's a thing for years.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
I'm not going to name names, but I know a person.
Really?
He's from Germany, so he probably wasn't even listening to the show. Although he's in the States now. I met him in the States last winter.
Okay.
Nice, nice kid.
Well, that's okay.
Does the man bun.
That's okay. That's all right.
Maybe it's a thing in Germany, though.
Do you know anybody who is a vegan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. I don't care. I don't judge.
Okay.
They're not weirdos, most of them.
They're not. It's just very hard to go out to dinner with them.
Oh, I don't go out to dinner with anyone.
Yeah. Well, then this works for you.
It does work. No one invites me out.
Or even if you have people over to your house or something.
I don't have a house.
Well, you're really like Teflon on these things.
Well, you know me. I'm in a very odd situation.
Yeah, but your life seems pretty good.
It's great.
Circumstances.
It's great, and sometimes it's awful. But it's still, you know what life is? A box of chocolates? You don't know what you're going to get?
It's not the life, it's the journey.
Yeah, you sound like a fortune cookie.
It's not the destination, it's the journey
to the destination.
Right,
that's what they say.
Yes.
Because the destination is death for everyone.
Well, that's why when I plan a trip, I never go by bus.
Oh, I did. I went by bus once.
Oh,
I'm telling you, never again. Oh,
it's cheap, granted.
It was like a Martin Scorsese movie.
You know, you can take a bus from Boston to New York for $9.
No.
And of course, they drop you. They don't stop the bus when you get off. But they don't drop you at a terminal.
I'm not doing that.
But it's, people do it.
Yeah.
I mean, their bus rides can be quite cheap. But
I did one in Florida across the state.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
It's brutal.
Panama City is not that awesome,
Panama
by the way.
City.
It's not that awesome.
Wow. Sounds nice, really.
No.
Is there a canal there?
I don't know. I didn't really explore
you,
it.
You went on
it's one
of
the bus
of the
stops. It's a Greyhound bus stop, Panama City. I'm just FYI.
Wow.
Clutch your purses.
Wow. Wow. That
it's
says
weird.
A lot.
There's a lot of people that, take buses that are, down on their luck, I suppose, for lack of a better term.
Well, let's face it. If a bus ride indeed is $9, then you're going to get people that need to travel.
Yeah, because, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But I feel for them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they got to get from one destination
exactly.
They go the cheapest way. That's fine. I get it.
Some of them don't take showers, though.
No.
So that's the thing.
No, they don't.
No, my nose is a mega. My boyfriend calls it a mass spectrometer. I think we talked
you
about
do.
That.
You do. You have two interesting talents that are physical talents.
Mm-hmm.
One is your amazing nose abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You can sniff out a German Shepherd taking a piss in Spokane, Washington.
Closed garbage bags. I will name what's in the bag.
Yeah.
Clothing, garbage, anything.
Right.
What you've eaten for lunch.
I have seen you smell exhaust in the street and say a Lexus 520 just passed here 2 hours ago.
I don't know if I'm that good.
Really good.
But I will smell diesel.
And the other thing is that you have a selective memory. You don't remember everything, but the things that you do remember, you remember in incredible detail that most people would not really remember.
Exactly. That is true. And matter of fact, that came up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are saying to me Friday or whatever day it is, you do a podcast? I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Mm-hmm.
I said, people, I think they have amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
How can I, but then again, I remember everything. So I can't blame these people for, you know what they said to me, their answer was?
Mm-hmm.
Most people only remember things that have to do with their own lives. They can't be bothered remembering everything in everybody else's life.
That's
but that's where I separate.
That's what they say.
I remember things in other people's lives as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, mine, everything.
Yeah,
everything.
It's kind of odd there.
I have details where I was on the street, where I was in a car, when this happened.
There is a, there was an actress. She was on Taxi. Mary Lou Henner, I believe her name is.
Oh, right. We've talked about her.
Yes, and she's got, and I don't know the name of this ability. You have tinges of it, but her ability is really super freaky that she can go back to at the age of 19,
right.
tell you what she had for dinner on September 3rd, 1960.
See, I'm not like that. That's Rain Man stuff.
It is Rain Man, but I mean, like, how is the, how that just fascinates me.
Right.
That fascinates
I won't,
me.
I don't go into dinners and food I've had necessarily.
It's an incredible ability.
But,
and you kind of wonder how that's
But I write
it
all down, too.
Possible.
So I could go back and actually look for the last 25 years what I've done.
Tori does have, she runs
That
a
helps
diary.
Me remember it if I write it down. Mm. So, I mean, if I've, have I seen this movie? Let's go back to that year. Yep, I saw this. I have a list of all the movies I've ever watched.
But it is nice. It's nice to have a diary and to actually write down what your reaction was to things and look back and see where your head was at that period of time and that point in your life. That's fascinating. And I mean, I'll say it to young people listening to this show, those of you that are only 3 years old, not mentally, physically. start doing that because it will be, your life will be so interestingly complete if you do that throughout your life.
Some people do,
but you have to start early. Otherwise,
usually these are the artistic people, creative people, right brain people.
Yeah, but what a fascinating thing to go through if you are able to do that. So anyway, I guess. If you start even at the age of 20, that's still impressive to
it
some
is.
Extent.
It is.
Although the teenage years, I would have loved to be able to go back into diary, look at specific days of as I was socially developing, assuming that I ever did. That would be fascinating.
I remember it, I also have a laugh journal. I told you about that. I write down really funny things. And then as soon as I can go pick them up and start reading them all and laugh and laugh.
You know, I used to do that
because
I did comedy writing, professionally in New York. And I... whenever I did that, I would go back to it, even just a week later, and it was like, that's not funny.
Oh.
Every single time.
No, mine are the most hysterical things that ever happened in my whole life, I wrote down.
Oh.
So every time I read them, I still laugh.
Okay. So
they have to really
happen.
Move me. Yeah, they have happened, but
now,
they move me.
These are just comedy ideas. And jokes and things. Yeah, they're very fleetingly funny.
That's like with Facebook or any social media. I think something's really funny, and I save it. I'll think, I posted too much today. I'll save it for tomorrow or the next day. And then finally I look at it again, I said... That's not. But when I do post it, people go nuts, and I'm like, "Wow, I should have posted this a long time ago. It really was funny." Mm. So you're right; it's a crapshoot. You don't know.
Comedy's different.
It is.
As a writer, you would come up with this funny thing, you'd write it down, and then you'd write out the entire joke. I wrote for monologues and stuff, but then you would sit down like for a good period of time, and you would actually say, "No, that's not the right word. What's a better word?" And when you start tweaking. The funny's gone, but you know what word would be funnier than this? You overdo it, you underdo it. It really starts driving you mad.
It's a task.
And you get further away from the meat of it.
Exactly.
But every writer does that.
Really,
it's a sickness.
But you make money.
Yes.
If you're on a good show, like Samantha Bee or Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Fallon, you're making
Sometimes
some
you
good
make
bank.
A lot of those shows, they have contributors who aren't necessarily on the staff. They pay per joke. They actually do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Especially back when I was doing it.
Oh. Yeah. So I could be writing jokes. You could be writing jokes.
Correct. Mm. I mean, they just wouldn't take it from anybody. You had to be...
Okay.
You know, but...
That sounds like a lot of commitment, though. I shy from that.
It was a lot of joke writing that you never heard exercised or said or spoken. It was
really?
Interesting, yeah.
Okay.
But that's just part of the job.
Oh, sounds like a job. I'm all set with a job.
Okay, fine. Anyway, it's probably only interesting to me anyway. I don't even know where we are time-wise. All right, we don't... All right, let's see. Tori used to have this talent as well. I don't know if she's honed it or not. We started the show, and then we've been timing it. It's not on the screen
right
now.
I was always very good at that.
You were. Let's see. In your professional opinion, and the show started with the theme song.
39.
Okay, let's take a look. Are you ready?
It's a wild guess.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, I almost said 42.
No.
But I'm off. I'm 43.
Off. 43. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
All right, not so bad. Not so bad at all.
All right.
You were within
I
the hour.
I could do better. Obviously. I was within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending Monday with us.
You're welcome. And next week, we're going to have some new questions for you. What would you rather? So be prepared.
All right. And I have to. And I said last week that I would come up with who are you questions for you, or what are you, or what would you rather do? Or,
oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would
we
Jesus
had one.
Do?
I forgot that, didn't we? Yeah. I was shying away from it. Oh, you know what it was? It was the F, marry, or kill. That's what we talked about
okay.
last week. Who would you rather F, marry, or kill?
Okay.
And I gave you, I was supposed to give you three choices, but you picked Kim Kardashian at the last minute.
Well, who would you rather have sex with,
yep.
marry,
okay.
or kill? And I turned that to you.
No, you're doing it wrong. You well, had to
well,
give me.
I don't know that you didn't give me the rules.
Then you're making it up, leaving it up to me.
Well, that's the easiest you're way of doing
to,
it.
No, you're supposed to pick the three, and I'm supposed to pick the three to ask you.
Oh, I see.
You see, so you didn't prepare, but that's all right. I'll give you another week.
Another week.
And I like how you answer these questions fast about clown makeup and screaming kids and, you know, snakes. I like how you answer quickly.
All right. Next week, you're going to be in the hot seat.
Oh, no.
So you be careful.
Okay.
Because my
questions... You'll forget. I know.
Hey,
but that's okay.
You're
I don't
absolutely
mind.
Right.
I probably shouldn't answer it anyway. It sounds really dicey.
You could, if you remember to do so, you could text me and remind me.
If I want to, I will.
Let's make it your responsibility.
Oh,
now.
No. More. See, that's commitment again. I don't know.
Can't handle it?
I can't
handle it. Text like a day before you do this?
That's a task. And we talked about tasks.
All right, then I'll approach this a different way.
Okay.
Hey, buff friend, remind her like next, you know, when to...
You're asking the wrong person.
To remind me.
Okay.
Well, buff friend, you just call me and remind me. I mean, why even go through her? Why even bother? All right. Thank you so much for your time
and
your consideration
and
your financial contribution.
Good.
It's been really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this again sometime.
That'd be the same.
How about next Monday?
Okay.
Good deal. We wish you peace, by the way.